Welcome back to day 7 of the 7 Days of Calm. So today's an exciting session. The reason is that we're going to be integrating really everything we've learned so far. This includes practicing mindful breathing techniques with strong concentration, recognizing the pull of distraction and returning to the present, all the while remaining in a patient state of non-doing. We'll also be expanding upon one last mindfulness concept, awareness. First, I'm going to share a brief parable. A student once asked his teacher, "Tell me, what is enlightenment?" The teacher replied, "When you're hungry, eat. When you're tired, sleep." It's amazing how common it is for us to lack awareness of even the simplest of things. We forget to eat when we're busy, even though our stomachs are growling. We overeat because we're anxious. We fail to get to bed early, even though we're exhausted. And even when we experience chronic stress due to an unhealthy relationship or job, we refuse to recognize it might be time for a change. The truth is, we're often unaware of what's going on in our bodies, thoughts, and emotions. Awareness is when we investigate and observe our inner workings, our environment, and our circumstances. It helps us realize what we're feeling and, based on that, what choices we need to make. Awareness is the first step to change because we can't create change unless we're aware that it needs to take place. So with awareness comes freedom. Today in our meditation practice, we'll focus on awareness of the sensations in our bodies. To start, find a comfortable position. Rest your hands gently on your knees or cup them softly in your lap, then close your eyes. Keep your upper body straight in a posture that allows the breath to flow easily without constriction. Allow your face and chest to be soft. Take a few deep breaths and settle into awareness of your body. Feel your breath flow in and out in the areas of your chest, abdomen, or nostrils, wherever you feel the breath the strongest. Follow it in and out. Let the breath become your anchor. Observe it with awareness as it enters and leaves your body. Breathing in and out. Now let's move our awareness from the breath to sensation. Start by scanning your body from top to bottom. Move from your head to your face, your neck, to your shoulders, your chest and abdomen, your upper and lower back, pelvis, and sit bones, your left arm and right arm, your left leg and right leg. Scan slowly, moving your attention from part to part, noting any sensation you feel along the way. You might notice parts of your body feel heavy or light, hot or cold. There might be a prickling sensation or itching sensation, a throbbing sensation or relaxing sensation. Whatever you feel is fine, simply notice whatever comes into your field of awareness. You may find that in certain parts of your body, you feel no sensation at all. If that's the case, you may want to go slower, spending more time going from part to part, observing what's there. If you still don't feel sensation, that's fine. It's the awareness of what you notice that's important, not the object. Perhaps you feel it's warm in the room. Just experience the warmth and allow any thoughts of changing the temperature to float by. Notice how it feels to be aware of sensation without immediately reacting to it. Try not to label what you notice. Simply observe it without judgment or story. Enjoy the state of effortless awareness. When the mind is distracted by thought, that's fine. When you get pulled away into sensation, simply notice it. If you observe strong emotions, just remain aware. Having distractions interrupt your practice doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. It's part of the practice for this to happen. Even after meditating for years, this will happen. All that matters is you bring patient, non-judgmental awareness to what's happening. Practice working with your thoughts and emotions the same way you're working with sensation, pure awareness, without labeling or judging. Then gently redirect your attention back to sensation, slowly scanning up and down your body, natural breathing in and out. Awareness is our teacher. When you're hungry, eat. When you're tired, sleep. The more awareness we can bring to our lives, the more we're able to see that we can shape our lives. When we apply awareness, the past doesn't have to dictate our future. We can push outside of our comfort zone, make new choices, and take new actions. With awareness, the path ahead is ours to create. So as the practice finishes, gently wiggle your fingers and toes, bringing your attention back to the room. Notice how your mind and body feel after sitting in still awareness. Congratulations on completing the 7 days of Calm, an introductory mindfulness program. Now that you've gotten started, the key to progression is to keep up your practice. The longer you stick with it, the easier it will become and the more benefits you'll notice in everyday life. If you enjoyed this series and are interested in continuing your practice, please join us for our follow-up 21-day program. Here, we'll be digging much deeper into the essence of mindfulness, exploring practices, tools, and techniques that build upon what we've offered in these initial sessions. You'll learn how to experience emotions without being hijacked by them, how to soften anger and strengthen compassion. You'll learn how to break habits and develop resilience, all the while finding home in the present moment so life feels more effortless, more joyful, more calm. Now gently open your eyes. I hope you've enjoyed participating in the 7 Days of Calm. I look forward to continuing the journey with our 21-day mindfulness program to enhance and transform your life.